little different. This sound a little more happier. Not as chippy, trappy, hip hoppy, beady, bassy. Just something a little light, you know what I mean? What is everybody doing today? Saturday. I know what you guys are going to say. Some of you guys are going to say, Ryan, it's not Friday. Why is the podcast not out on Friday? You said Friday you were going to do things, and I was doing them. I was doing other things, too. Real key, you guys, I was doing a combine last night. I don't know if you guys, some of you do know, some of you don't know. I currently do the NBA 2K combine in the afternoons and during the day when they have them available. Yesterday they had a 10-hour window, so I had to maximize that as much as I could. That's why the podcast is out late today. Shouldn't really be an excuse, but it is. If you don't know what the 2K Combine is, it's a chance to be hired to play professionally for the NBA 2K League. So basically being a professional video game player. I would have never thought that this is something that's possible. Yet here I am. Playing video games, trying to get in professionally. I think I'm good enough to do it. As a matter of fact, we have a window here in about an hour and some, so I'm getting the podcast ready now, so I can knock it out today. I might even do tomorrow's podcast tonight, so do knock out two podcasts in one day. Because again, the combine is heavy. It's going on. It's a chance to. It's life changing. Essentially, I'd call it life changing, because that's what it is. It's life changing. But anywho, man, it's a good thing. And if you haven't heard of it, please check it out. And if you haven't seen my stream, same name. It's not King Ryan Infamous. Let me take that back. It's twitch.tv/Ryan Infamous. I threw the king for the podcast because I wanted to make sure nobody had my name at all. I know there's a few Ryan Infamouses out there. I wanted to make sure King Ryan Infamous was the only one. That's why I did it for the podcast. But everything else on the internet's Ryan Infamous. You can search it. Please check out my stream. Check it out. Share it. I could really use the help. Donate if you can too. All of it's highly appreciated. But that's why we're laying on the podcast here today. But I just wanna play this video real quick, man. Because you know, in 2018, we've learned a lot. We've learned a lot. We've learned that our president's kind of a little bit crazy. We've learned that that LeBron James would go to the Lakers. We've learned that, I guess, a lot of people believe the earth is still flat. Okay, we have a lot of those people. But in 2018, we've also learned that rappers also don't know how to give apologies. And so here's a clip of Offset trying to give an apology to Cardi B after, you know, the whole fiasco. Here we go here.
You, Cardi, you know I embarrassed you. I made you look crazy. Doing things I ain't had. You, Cardi, you know I embarrassed you. I made you look crazy. Doing things I ain't had no business. I was partaking in activity that I shouldn't have been taking in. And I apologize, you know what I'm saying? Breaking your heart, breaking our promise, breaking God's promise, and being a selfish, messed up husband, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a better person. I want to get this off my shoulders. I want to get this off my back. I apologize to you, Cardi. I love you and culture. I want to spend Christmas with you. I want to be able to spend the rest of my life with you. I apologize. I'm sorry for what I've done to you. I didn't fuck that girl, but I was entertaining. You know what I'm saying? I apologize. And I love you. I hope you can forgive me. My birthday wish is just to have you.
I left it on silence on purpose because I really wanted that last part to sink in. Can we go back? I want to go back to that last part of the clip right here, please. I want to go back to this last part of the clip where he says, hold on, huh?
I didn't fuck that girl, but I was entertaining.
I should have went on silent again before I laughed. Yo, go back. Let's go back. One more time.
Guys, I'm sorry for what I've done to you. I didn't fuck that girl, but I was entertaining.
I should clip that, man. I'm gonna clip that and put that on another podcast. Yo, what is that? Is that an apology? Is that a modern day apology?
That girl, but I was entertaining.
I didn't fuck that girl, but I was entertaining it. I didn't
fuck that girl, but I was entertaining it. I apologize.
On social media. Oh my god. Oh man, Offset. You a fool. You are a fool, Offset. Baby. What is he? What is he doing? I don't know. I just Offset. What are you, baby? Oh no, what is you doing, baby? Is that really an apology? I don't know, man. My guy is feeling the juice right now, man.
Right,
feeling good,
weed.
All up.
You okay. Have to run.
Feeling good, all up. You know what, man? And this... I don't know anymore, man. I give up. I just give up, man. I give up. I don't know. Apparently he apologized to Cardi B. He misses his wife. I mean, I'm pretty sure he misses his daughter. That's not his first daughter, but he gonna miss his biggest baby, I guess, because it's from Cardi B or whatnot. But man, what is you doing, baby? What is you doing? I didn't fuck that girl, but I was entertaining it. It's 2018, man. People don't know how to do a sincere apology. Could you imagine? What's social media? What is social media doing to people? Oh, in any news or in any case, Offset, I mean, maybe you are really sorry. Maybe you know that. Maybe you really do miss Cardi. I've never met Cardi as a person. I'm sure she's probably a great person. I don't know, but this is funny, isn't it funny? My man with the great apology.
I didn't fuck that girl when I was entertaining.
Feeling good, weed.
All up. Oh man. Well, Offset, I hope you find what you're looking for. I hope she responds to you. I mean, she made it pretty clear the baby daddy and her are officially done. Who knows? 2019 is right around the corner. You guys could have a New Year's resolution. But Kanye West, on the other hand, you just heard him here again. Skipping, running, escaping.
Feeling
right,
good,
weed.
All up.
Okay. From a paparazzi. I don't know what's going on with him. I've been telling people he's really got a mental illness. One of my friends, he's a crackhead. I don't think he's doing drugs. I just think the guy's really, he's got mental illnesses. He's got an issue, man. Hanging out the Kardashians can't make it any easier. Always being recorded, having that amount of pressure on you. I'll tell you one thing about those Kardashian women. They got ovaries of steel. I would say balls, but you know, the whole gender PC world that we live in. They got ovaries of steel. I couldn't imagine. I mean, Lamar Odom cracked under the pressure. Chris Humphries couldn't take it. Okay. Tristan Thompson doesn't look like he's doing too well. Rob Kardashian admitted that amount of pressure was killing him. He gained weight. For God's sakes, he went and dated Blac Chyna. But the amount of pressure and exposure that these women get and the fact that they can handle it. Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, Kourtney, Kendall Jenner, Kylie Jenner. Like, can you imagine being Kylie Jenner and lying to most people and saying your butt and lips are real, knowing goddamn well they're not? And getting scrutinized for it every day and then being able to continue that lie and live with it unscathed, normal. Those women are tough. Those are some tough women, man. But anyways, Kanye West is cracking under pressure as usual. And I just don't know what's up with them. But someone said something that was really hilarious that I thought it was funny. It's been like 2 days of Kanye going after Drake. Drake talking about, he's saying that Drake is threatening his family and all this other good jazz. And someone had something very interesting. They said Kanye, someone needs to take his phone at night, cut off the Wi-Fi. But the one that kind of hit home to me was like, someone was like, yo, Kim, why did you leave Kanye at home alone? Because when you leave Kanye at home alone, this is how he's feeling.
I do what I want.
We say.
Now I do what I want.
We say.
Now I do what I want.
Let's go.
Now I do what I want. Now I do what I want. Now I do what I want. Now I do what I want.
My guy is just a... Oh, my goodness. You gotta love the internet, man. The internet never loses. It always wins. Kanye, I don't know what's going on with Kanye. I will say this, though. Kanye's got some mental issues going on. He's clearly going through some sort of mental breakdown, and Kim K needs to be helping him instead of tweeting him, backing him. I'll tell you what, though. Kim Kardashian is a real... She's a real woman. She's a real one. She's almost as real as El Chapo's wife. I don't know if you guys heard the news where El Chapo's wife was like, I have never seen El Chapo do anything illegal in the years that I was married with him. And she stuck to that. That's a real one, man. They don't make him like that anymore. Kim K is a real one. Though that her husband, and maybe Kanye is telling the truth, that we're sitting here laughing at him in his in what we believe to be craziness. But the fact that she went behind him and was like, Drake is threatening my family. You need to leave my man alone. He's brilliant. He's a genius. And the fact that she's a real one. Now, part of me believes that she's sticking up for him because it's her brand too. Like, he's associated with Kim K. So it's her brand. She has to protect her brand, right? By making her husband look normal. But part of me really honestly truly believes that Kim K is a good person. I think Kim K is a good person. I think too many people look at her for her decisions of how she got where she is. What happened in the past is the past. Sometimes it's a hard thing to do, is to let go of the past and let people live their future. That's a hard thing to do. But I think she genuinely is. I mean, she spoke to Donald Trump a few times about incarceration and helping certain people. She's done a lot of charities. She does give back. Her and Kanye were in Africa not too long ago, I believe. I mean, I would like to believe. I think she's a good person. I just think people look at that part of her past and say, you know, things about her that were true at one point, but I don't think they're true anymore. I mean, she's a mother of, what is it, 3 children now? Is it 2 or 3? I don't know. But she's a mother, right? She still has a global brand. I know she still puts up a break the internet pictures from time to time, but I mean, that's just the society we live in. I think her as a character. Her character, her as a person, I think she's a good person. So I think, in my eyes, I think she's really looking out for Kanye. I think she's really sticking up for Kanye, not in her best interest, but for the interest of her husband. That's what I believe. But Kanye's got some major things going on. He got some issues, man. I need the tea. I need to be sitting in these rooms with these rappers and scoping it out, because I just want to know what's really going on, man. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to know why Kanye was. I knew it was Kanye texting too, because his grammar was all off. You know what I mean? It wasn't the PR person that was making sure it was all correct. His grammar was all off. It was all over the place. It was really Kanye tweeting and texting. I just want to know why. Like, what happened? What broke the camel's back? What was the straw that broke the camel's back? I am interested to know what's going on. Like, share that with me. I need to know. You feel me? I need to know. As a matter of fact, let me see. There's another clip here too where supposedly Drake has an issue. Drake has an issue, you know, with your boy Kanye in the studio. I got this video here. He was talking about supposedly they were supposed to make an album together, right? That's why Kanye was on Drake's song Glow in that album. Not Scorpion, but the album before. You know, and they were supposed to link up and... But supposedly they've always had beef. Like, that's another thing that's being leaked out, that they've always had beef. There's a video of Drake in a studio, and he's going off on Kanye about how he's not clearing a sample for some beat from way back when. It's not recent, but from way back when he didn't clear it. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on between them, but I would love to find out. Being that Drake is one of my favorite artists of all time, I just think it'd be. I just want to know. I'm a little nosy. You know what I mean? Just a little bit nosy. But can you blame me? Like, doesn't everybody want to know what's going on with Kanye right now? Doesn't everybody? I would think everybody wants to know, right? I would think. I mean. Okay, maybe everybody don't want to know. Maybe I'm just tripping. Maybe I'm the one bugging. But for real, it's funny though, man. It's funny. But at the same time, you know what I mean? Like,
sorry for what I've done to you.
No, he's not sorry. No, he's not sorry, Cardi. But continue it again one more time.
I didn't fuck that girl when I was entertaining.
Oh man. I wanna make an apology like that. You know what I mean? Actually, I hope I never get caught in a scandal like that. You make too much money to be dealing with that sort of drama, man. Get
it together, baby. Get it together. You don't need to be dealing with that. You don't need to be dealing with that, man. Anywho, moving on further with the rest of the world. You know, I like to bring up awarenesses from time to time. There was a cyclone in Australia, and I mentioned that because I have some friends that live in Australia too. So hopefully they listen to this, and I hope they're fine. But it was a cyclone. They don't call it a hurricane. They call it cyclones in Australia. It was like a category 3 that went down to a category 1. Supposedly no one died, but there was a lot of flooding, a lot of damage. And as usual, well, not usual, but after these instances, you know, we always say prayers and we always like to send our condolences and our best wishes. But actually, if we have the means and we have the way to do it, put your money where your mouth is, man. I'm going to open up a donation link on my Twitter to help some of these families that are dealing with this flooding, that have lost it. I know I tried to raise a donation for those in Florida. It failed miserably. I was marketing to a bunch of teenagers that, quite frankly, can't donate or don't have the money, period, to donate. So hopefully with this platform, I can reach a little further. I do want to do something good in a world like this. It's the end of 2019. Spare a little something. It's Christmas around the corner. I know you're trying to get everybody else a little something, but hold off on the Burberry, hold off on the Gucci, give your girl some Coach, and donate the rest of that money to these families that really could use it and need it. I do want to say that because it's crazy, man. Like I said, I always see these natural disasters, and it's just, there's no, you can't stop that. You know what I mean? You can't stop those things. And I wish there was a better way to help deal with them. You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. But anywho, moving on even further with everything else that's going on in the world. Now, I know I was talking about Kanye West and Kanye and Cardi B and, you know, and I mentioned about a week ago or so about these new, husbands cheating, you know, Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner and all these sort of things. And Travis Scott, that whole thing blew apart. It seemed to be false. Someone actually did Photoshop that. And so, okay, so it was Photoshopped and all that good jazz. But one of the things I really do want to talk about is, you know, well, the title of this podcast, Real Eyes, Real Lies, Real Lies. Right? I got to say that slowly, right? So Real Eyes, Real Lies, Real Lies, right? When you read the pod, well, you see the title, it makes sense. What I do want to talk about is, again, this generation, this era that we live in, where people just, I just feel like everybody, I won't say fake, but the lack of genuine people are there. A lot of people aren't really genuine. You know what I mean? And this apology by Offset, I don't believe was genuine. I don't believe the apology by Offset was genuine. And so, reason why I want to bring up genuine people in this world is because, you know, I follow the Wealthy Gorilla. It's a website that talks about, you know, how to become wealthy, what the rich do versus what the rich don't do, and et cetera. And a lot of the things of what they say of a rich person is not necessarily their circumstance, which part of it is that plays a part in someone's life. But the rest of it is really dealt with their personality, their characteristics, certain traits that they have. And one trait that they mentioned was very important for wealthy people was to be very genuine. People have to respect you. And that this is something that I definitely need to pick up on, definitely need to learn from. I would not say I'm not genuine, but one of the things that they said is that being nice actually hurts your character. Was actually what the premise of the synopsis of this article was saying, was that being overly nice hurts your character because nobody respects you. You're nice to everybody. Nobody really likes what they call a kiss ass. And you could genuinely be a nice person. You could genuinely be someone that's nice to everybody, that really wants to see everybody do well. But nobody respects that because you are, you don't come off as genuine. People go, well, something's got to be wrong. Don't like something. You know what I mean? You have to have your own belief system and your own, you know, things that you'll fight for. And if you're nice to everybody and you're trying to be, you know, love everything, it comes off as non-genuine. You don't seem real to most people. And so I feel like that to me, I took that personal. And so I know because I took that personal, that is definitely something that I think I should work on, because it's not the first time I've heard it. I've heard it from a few other people that I've talked to, and from a few people that currently aren't my friends anymore. So it shouldn't really bother me that much. But the fact that I've heard it at least rings to my ears that it is true. That, you know, it's not necessarily being nice about everything, but it's more so, again, it's just weird. You know what I mean? Because basically what the article was saying was that, you know, you look at the most powerful man in the room, he's usually the most loudmouth, brash person, right? Says what he means, and doesn't care what anybody else thinks. But people respect that because he's, to most people, that's real. He says what he says what he likes, he says what he doesn't like, move out of his way. And people respect that. Whereas if you're like, okay, I see your flaws, but it's okay. I see your flaws, but it's okay. This is what I prefer, but it's okay. People think that's weak. It's just crazy how, I don't know if it's a mental thing. Maybe it is a mental thing. I mean, if you look at animals in the wild, the strongest, most brawniest animal is usually the one that's respected. So maybe there's some sort of biological link that we have to this sort of trait. But it's a trait that I don't understand, that someone who's loud and brash and doesn't care about anybody gets respected. But the person who does care and would show love to everybody else is not respected. But being nice does not always mean that you're genuine, because there is this nice guy syndrome, right? People think that because you're nice, you want something in return. This is a real paradox. This is a real sort of syndrome thing where it's like, I'm doing nice things because I expect nice things back in return. That's very real. Some people do things with the expectation of things in return. Okay, but that's very different than myself, where I do things just because I want to do them. I don't necessarily respect things in return. It's just, this is what I feel I should do. But definitely being genuine does not necessarily mean being nice all the time. But what I loved about this article, this trait about being genuine, I just don't feel people are genuine. I think with social media and everything else that's going on, and the prevalence of wanting to be popular and everything else, I think a lot of people are fake. And so going back to Kim Kardashian, where I said, I think she's a good woman. I think she genuinely is a good woman. I think she's very sincere. And I think that we hold a lot of things against her. I think her character is her what's the word I'm looking for? Her I wouldn't say ethics, but her standing, though, her standards, or the way we hold the standard we hold her to. That's the better way to say it. The standard that we hold her to is a little shot because of her background and what she's done. But that shouldn't be the case, because I think she's a good person. I think, as a matter of fact, more people hold Kanye to a higher standard than Kim. I think we hold a lot of weird people to a high standard that we shouldn't, because of their background. I mean, look at these senators and these congressmen and all these people who are getting caught of fraud every single day. Someone else is getting caught of fraud, or lying on a different administration, or stealing money, or doing all sorts of stuff. And these people are supposed to be the most honorable people in the nation. And we don't hold them to that high of a standard. I don't see these guys getting lambasted all over the internet and the news media and radio waves and being shunned and et cetera. You know what I mean? So I think there is a level of genuinity and sincerity, and being genuine and being sincere. But sometimes it's bad. And I understand why people don't want to be genuine and sincere, because in this day and age, you say the wrong thing, your career could be done. You know, there was one guy, and again, this is not my thoughts. I was reading this on Twitch, and somebody had created a spoof account, but was talking like, points that they really believe, and he was saying that, you know, the LGBT thing is like taken out of control. He's like, you can't mention them in a bad light, or your career is done. Your career is done if you ever mention them in a bad light. He said, in anybody's case, never bring them up. There's no good point of bringing them up. He said, even if I did stood for them, I'm not even going to mention it, because there's nothing good that comes of bringing this certain group of people up. Because once you get caught in the whirlwind, is what he said, it gets messy. And I don't know if that's necessarily true. I will say that definitely anybody who speaks bad about this group of people, who have a right to do it as they wish, anybody who speaks bad about them tend to disappear. We're gonna lay that out right. They tend to disappear. Okay, you heard Kevin Hart getting ripped for it not too long ago for not wanting to apologize again to host the Oscars or et cetera. And I mean, we're not even going to go there. I'm not even going to bring that whole case up. It's whatever. That was his opinions. I was just sharing it. But the point is, you say anything wrong in this day and age, in this era, you can potentially lose everything you have. You can lose. It's very easy. You know what I mean? And so I understand in that point in case why a lot of people don't want to go on social media and the airwaves and be genuine anymore, because there's all it takes is a little fanning of the flames and you're caught up. You know what I mean? If you watch YouTube, I mean, if you know about YouTube, you have to know about a guy named PewDiePie. He's the most subscribed person on YouTube. And look how much hate he's dealing with. You know what I mean? For no other reason than people just hate him. No other reason than people just hate him. And I watch some of his videos from time to time. I'm subscribed to him. I think, you know, he's an entertainer. All right, he's a content creator, so it's hard to really pick up who he is as a person because a lot of his videos are scripted and he's just having fun with it. But look how much hate he got. How hard would it be for the average person to be genuine and sincere to make content and to be you on the internet when you're receiving that much hate, when everything you say is scrutinized? You know what I mean? And that's why you got to respect people like, you know, like LeBron. I love LeBron James, man. And some people will say, well, no, why do you like LeBron James so much? But think about this, man. In this day and age, I don't think LeBron's been caught in any scandals. He's never cheated on his wife. He's never had any of these things. I know some Instagram models have tried to, stir some flames, and she, you know, but in this day and age where everything that you do is scrutinized, even as a regular person, you go on Twitter right now and say something stupid and it gets retweeted enough, you're going to get caught. So even as a regular person, everything you do and say is scrutinized. Imagine being a leader of a sports team, one of the biggest industries in the world, sports industry, and everything you say is under a magnifying glass, and your life is under a magnifying glass, and everything you do is being watched like a hawk, and you don't make any mistakes. That is insane. And on top of it being genuine, I think LeBron James, he's handled his career beautifully, and I wish anybody who hopes to be in the limelight or have that much success models him, because to do this for 13, 14 years now, handle everything with tact and precision, and to be able to go forward, it's crazy. It's beautiful. And he's genuine on top of it. You know what I mean? It's a weird day and age. But being genuine is very, very, very important. If you want to go forward in life, you have to be genuine. You have to be real with not only yourself, but everybody else. Okay, you have to be real with yourself. You have to be real with everybody else. But the reason why I like this term genuine, other than the fact that people respect you when you're genuine, you say what you feel and you act as who you are. You don't try to put on a fake mask, a fake act for everybody else. When you do what you really feel, when you do what you really mean, people respect you. What I also like about that, other than that fact, is you're happier. Some of the most happiest people are people that go out there and don't have to pretend. A lot of the people who are have anxiety and have this depression and stuff are for people who always have to pretend to be somebody they're not. They always have to go out there and go on Instagram and do certain things that they don't want to do, or Twitter and say things they don't want to say. They're not living true to themselves. And so they're unhappy. They're depressed. They're not genuine. You know what I mean? Whereas the people who are loudmouth and do what they want, for the most part, are pretty genuine. They're pretty happy. I'm going to say pretty because they don't have to act. They don't have to pretend to like people. They don't have to live a lie. You know what I mean? You ever tried to remember a lie? It's the craziest thing ever. And people will remember your lies because they think it was the truth. It's easier for people to remember the truth than it is a lie. If I believe you're telling the truth, I'm going to remember it. If it's a lie, I'm going to brush it off. Or I might remember the lie you told me. But if I told somebody a lie, I might not remember it. Imagine having to remember all your lies. For instance, I know there is a cosplay girl that I follow. Been following for a long time. But when she first came out, she kept telling everybody she was Asian. It's the weirdest thing ever, but she just wanted to be Asian. She likes doing cosplay, so that makes sense. She kept telling everybody that she was Asian and that, you know, she was born here and that she has this and this and that and this and that and that and that. She's telling all these lies, and eventually it caught up with her. Like people were like, yo, she's an effing liar. All she does is like lie about this and that. And it's annoying. Like, why lie? And how she ended up getting caught was she ended up telling somebody created a fake account, which going to this point, you're kind of stalkerish, but someone created a multiple account, was pretending to be different people and kept asking her like more or less the same questions to see if she would stay the same. Anyway, she ended up telling somebody that an answer that was different than before, and it ended up being the same person, and they ended up, you know, collecting all this stuff and creating like a page about her just hating on her. And by the way, she's only like 22, right? So she's not even that old, but to even have to go through that, first of all, bullying is not okay of any sort, so I'm not condoning it. But the part where she messed up, well, she was lying. There's no reason to lie. You have to be genuine. Now she's a little more genuine to who she is. She says what she feels. She admitted that she has some anxiety issues and this and that, and it's a little more respectable. So I think being genuine is very, very key in this life. You have to be genuine. You have to let people know who you are, what you feel, and you know, you have to be genuine. You have to be respected, especially in the work that I do, doing podcasts and streaming. You have to be at a point where people can respect you. People have to think you're valid. You know what I mean? If people don't think you're valid, they're not gonna respect you. You know what I mean? Well, with all that being said, it's hard. Like I said, it's hard being you because you're not sure if everybody's gonna like you or appreciate you. And at least, again, for me, my big thing is I always do worry about what people. I've said this before in multiple podcasts. I do let a lot of outside opinion affect my decisions, and I shouldn't. I should be happy for myself. You know what I mean? I should do things how I want to do them when I want to do them. I shouldn't have to always worry about what somebody else thinks about me or my persona or what drives that I have or whatnot. But you got to be genuine. You got to be real with yourself. You know what I mean? You got to be as real as, you know, you got to be as real as your boy Offset. You know what I mean?
I didn't fuck that girl when I was entertaining. You know what I'm saying?
I think that was genuine. It might not be the best way to apologize. But at least I think that part was true and genuine. He was not fucking that girl. He was just entertaining it. Okay, he was not hitting that girl. He was just entertaining it. That's genuine, I guess. Oh my god, I just can't. I'm gonna laugh at this all day. You know what I mean? But we got to be more genuine. You got to be real with people. Be real with the ones you love. Be real with everybody, because life can go by real quick. You know, I want to leave you guys with one last note. That I saw a story on. Or video on, and I ended up reading the story. There was a football player who was married for 41 days, lost his wife in 41 days to a brain aneurysm. And, you know, it had been a few years since then, 4 or 5 years since that point. And he was doing a little, he was on stage talking about it. And he said, you know, a lot of people talk about death as a negative thing. He said, death is not something that happens to you. It happens to life. It happens in life. Death is inevitable. It's going to happen to everybody. So what his note was is live your best life. Be happy, because it could be taken from you at any moment. 41 days is all he was married. And I don't think he's been remarried since. So you could tell the genuine love that he had for her. Live your best life. Be genuine. Be respected. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's a scary thought. You know, nobody ever thinks about it. And I've thought maybe I'm weird because I thought about it a lot. I always think about, man, if I died today, like, how are people going to remember me? More so my family. How is my family going to remember me? Like, how are they going to see me as? Like, was I the troublemaker? Was I the Ryan that he almost made it, but he didn't make it? Am I the Ryan that ain't shit? Like what am I going to be? And one of the things that I want to add to whatever they see me as, and when they read my eulogy, is I want to be as, yes, I had these different talents, and yes, I had these different things that in my head that I want them to say. But most importantly, what I want them to add to me is that I was a genuine, sincere person that really cared. And I know some people might see it as a fake personality. I know some people might see it as a negative thing, but I genuinely really do care about a lot of people that I meet in my daily life. I genuinely really do care about a lot of people that I have not even met. There's people that I talk to that are thousands of miles away from me. I have people in Australia. I have people in England and Germany, and that I've talked to for months, years now. And I do care about them. I do care about their interests. And it's not fake. And that's something that I really do want to be added to sort of my little eulogy. Should my life ever come to an end? Obviously, I'm not being suicidal. Hopefully, nobody thinks I'm being suicidal or depressing, because I'm not. I'm just saying if it should happen, that's what I would wish. But remain genuine. Remain sincere. Be you. People are going to respect you. People are going to love you. If nobody loves you for who you are, they weren't meant to be in your life anyways. I know we hear that a lot. I know it's cliche, but it's the truth. So on this blessed Saturday here, moving on forward, be genuine, be sincere, okay? Christmas is 10 days away. The end of the year is 16 days away. Finish the year strong. Start the new year the way you'd like. But be you. That's the most important part. Be you. Now, I know it might sound like I'm rushing a little, because I am. I definitely want to get to this combine, you guys. So, you know, we're going to cut this right here.
I'm gonna get a little jiggy right now. I got a little something playing in the background, cooking a little something in the background right here. Hey, hey, hey. Hope you guys love the podcast. Hope you guys all love the podcast. Let me say that a little slower. Appreciate you guys' time. And I hope I see you all tomorrow. Tomorrow is sports. Let me make sure I throw that out there. So if you don't like sports, still listen. But you gotta listen all the way. Appreciate it.